From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Olivia Love. A controversial opium-like substance would require labeling under a proposed Missouri law. From the state capitol, Gabby Morera de Nubila has this.
The House initially approved the Kratom Consumer Protection Act Tuesday. This act would require products that contain kratom to be labeled and make it illegal for minors to purchase products containing the extract. Kratom is an herbal extract from South Asian trees that is said to aid in pain, but has been controversial due to its similarity to some opium substances. Republican Representative Phil Cristofanelli of St. Charles, who is the bill's sponsor, says he has received more emails from constituents about this issue than any other he has been involved in. He says former opioid users have told him how kratom has helped them.
They were able to wean themselves off of addiction to those drugs by taking their kratom supplement every morning.
Kratom is not approved by the FDA, and there was a bill introduced in the Senate this year to make it a Schedule I controlled substance. With Missouri News Network, I'm Gabby Morera de Nubila.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt says he's running to keep his seat. Schmidt officially announced his candidacy today. Republican Governor Mike Parson appointed Schmidt to serve as Attorney General after Josh Hawley left the seat in 2019 to join the U.S. Senate. Supporters of a statewide database to track prescription opioids are hopeful this could be the year for new legislation on the issue. Missouri is the only state without a statewide database, and it's unclear when or if this will ever change. House lawmakers on Monday advanced a bill to establish such a system. Republican Senator Cindy O'Loughlin says she and other members of the conservative caucus are prepared to stand and speak against the bill for hours. She says the measure raises privacy concerns and wonders if it would actually stop overdose deaths. A decision on whether Missouri's only abortion clinic can keep its license will be pushed back a little further. The Missouri Administrative Hearing Commission yesterday agreed to the state health department's request for an extension until March 16th to file written briefs. The previous deadline was February 28th. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services wants to revoke the license for Planned Parenthood's St. Louis clinic, citing concerns about four instances of what the state called failed abortions. Planned Parenthood officials say conservatives are trying to use the licensing process to end abortions in Missouri. A Columbia woman is suing the city's school district and police department after her daughter was wrongfully arrested in a middle school. Candace Holmes Barnes' then 14-year-old daughter was arrested at Smithton Middle School in January 2019 after officials were told she attacked a student. Investigators later determined it was a case of mistaken identity. The lawsuit seeks a total of $2.4 million from the school district and police. Holmes Barnes contends her daughter was discriminated against and since her arrest has undergone mental health diagnosis, cyberbullying, and emotional distress. The Columbia, Missourian reports the district and police declined to comment on the lawsuit. I'm Olivia Love, KBIA News, Columbia.